I love you.
Here he is.
But I love you. Here's the bottle. Wait. Ah! Here's the bottle. Wait.
It's okay. Just get this off.
Ow! Oh, please don't try to break it. Okay, put it away. Okay. Here we go. Abu. Yes. Abu. Break it. I love you, Blanket. Yes. I love you. I love my children very much. Yes. I don't want him to cry.
Does he like his feet?
Yes.
Have you been hearing about what people have been saying?
That's totally ignorant. I would never do that to my children or any child. Try to kill them? Come on, stupid. And why would I put a scarf over the baby's face if I was trying to throw him off the balcony? We were waving to thousands of fans down below, and they were chanting they wanted to see my child. So I was kind enough to let them see. I was doing something out of innocence.
He's hungry, isn't he?
He loves milk. This kind. It is good. Thank you.
All right. Jackson's behavior was beginning to alarm me. Later that day, he took Prince and Paris to Berlin Zoo. It was supposed to be a family outing, but the press were out in force. Somebody had helpfully tipped them off. Michael was here to see the gorillas. But he seemed completely oblivious to the fact that the trip had descended into total chaos.
I got friends.
Concerned for the safety of the children, I was caught with them in the middle of a paparazzi scrum.
I got friends. That's it, Prince. Stay there.
It was no kind of trip for two young children, and everybody could see it, but Jackson himself.
Okay, bye.
It was hard to believe Jackson was the same man I'd met in Neverland. The first opportunity to talk about his bizarre behaviour was later that evening at a charity auction.
Well, what about the trip to the zoo today?
I love going to the zoo, even though it was difficult, it was like pandemonium, but as long as I get to see the gorillas, I'm satisfied. I love the gorillas.
Didn't Prince get poked in the eye?
Did Prince get poked in the eye? No.
He was okay?
He's okay, yeah.
The children were under enormous pressure with people all around.
Yeah, but I know, it's sad, but they were, the first day of birth, we had covered them. There was like helicopters flying around the hospital with satellites for 2 blocks down the street.
But wouldn't it be easier for the bodyguards and for your nanny just to take the children to the zoo on their own, rather than have to go through what they went through today?
No, because I can't take that chance. It'd rather be my fault if something happened.
Really?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't allow them to go with your bodyguards unless you were with them?
With security, there's a lot of, you know, I don't want to say the word, but it'd be a hard one, like really walking the line, very delicate.
You've had a tough week this week, haven't you? Because the media have been accusing you of being irresponsible with your children.
The media's wrong. I love my children. I was holding my son tight and strong. I didn't want, not, why would I throw a baby on a balcony? That's the dumbest, stupidest story I've ever heard. I love my children. And they know I love them.
What do you
and
say?
2 minutes before that they saw the baby. Prince did the same thing. I had him in my arms.
I saw that.
And I've done it, you know, but I got them strong.
Were you just overexcited?
No.
What was it?
They were chanting they want to see the baby, so I wanted to show them the baby. I'm not going to let them fall.
But you didn't really show them the baby because the baby
was
covered.
They got to feel his spirit. That's good enough. And he was responding. He started like singing.